WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
Oh, written in the stars, a million miles away, a message to the main. Oh, the seasons come and go, but I will never change, and I'm on my way.
Let the good times.
Thank you, chat. Just subscribe for 8 months. 5 years. Crazy.
I think your math is off, man. Just putting that one out. Anyway, thank you for 80 months. That's more than 5.
Post? Anyway, this is WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTR live chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. Not Prime Gaming, not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen, or just click it in general like Matt just did for 80 months. You can use creator code ROCK so I can afford 9 episodes with hashtag on your partner, brand new season this Thursday. All the things. Anyway, I'm the producer, joined as always by the intern.
That's 6 2/3 years, Matt. Just FYI.
That's why we have him for the math. Why he's here. That's why he's here.
That's why I have spreadsheets on spreadsheets for a bunch of different things and people. So
there you go. Some companies are bringing back Edge and Christian. Some companies are bringing back Ronda Rousey. Oh, wait. It's the same company.
And Ronda got booed out of the fucking building.
Nice. And we are just bringing back Tim Stein.
Yeah, that's me. I'm here, I think. I'm not 100% sure. Are you telling me that that fight is happening right now?
What fight?
No, they just made appearances. They're not fighting.
Yeah.
Oh, when is the fight?
Ronda's fight is with the mixed martial arts brushes on May 16th. She appeared at AEW Revolution tonight.
And they didn't like her.
Oh, God, no.
Apparently not.
Well, my money's on Gina Carano anyway.
So there is that. On Friday, we saw a legend killer return.
I liked the segment.
Heel Randy Orton.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if it's full heel.
I mean, Cody said, I want this, I want this, I want this. And then, well.
Right. He's I want Randy. I want this. And this is the first time we've gotten Randy, because I read something about this online, and the more this person brought up a point, the more I'm like, actually, that's true. This is the first time we've gotten this Randy since WrestleMania, what, 4 years ago with Bray?
That's 8 years ago. No.
The Fiend Bray.
Fiend Bray was, what, 38? Yeah, so 4 years.
But that was the last time we had this kind of version
no,
of
Randy. No, wait, that was 37. That was 37, so 5 years.
37, 5 years ago. But this is the first time we've had him where he was, you know, RKOing Alexa Bliss and setting Bray Wyatt on fire. Since then, we've gotten kind of sedated Randy, where he was, RK-Bro. And last year, we had Randy with a surprise Joe Hendry that lasted a minute. This is Randy's first real time in the main event for that 15th title, and we're just getting serious Randy for once.
We are. We are getting serious Randy for once, which is a good thing to have.
Yeah, he had,
I'm good with it.
When he fought Cody before, it was the same thing with Kevin. He was hesitant. He didn't take the shot. He, you know, backed off. And as we saw Friday, and at Elimination Chamber, with that little hint of Cody hit the crossroads and Randy immediately dropped that RKO on him, he realizes that this might be his one of his biggest shots to be able to get to that 15th, to be able to try and challenge John and Rick for those kinds of numbers.
And did you know the internet was upset that, you know, oh, the WWE does all this creative and the fans still cheered? I mean, they can't catch a break.
Because Cody's gotten to that point where anytime you have that super face for a while, you run the risk of saturation. We saw it with John. We saw it with Roman. Cody's just kind of hit that point where, and especially going into this when we had Cody beat Drew, a group of the fans made it very well known that they were not happy with that because it meant another main event with Cody Rhodes. Now, I think after this moment, they may be a bit more interested in that match.
You would hope so. They're doing everything they can to make people interested in their WrestleMania main events.
Well, it won't be the first time the fans have cheered for the outright heel of the match,
and this will give Cody his chance to be get the Hogan Rock match. He'll come in as the babyface, be booed. He can work heel that entire night.
He'll get home. He'll be Homelander.
Yeah,
he'll live up to the gear. But the other thing that's interesting is by getting this version of Randy, by setting up the way they are, they're doing something where you're making it so you don't know if Cody's going to walk out with the belt now. We could legitimately get Randy Orton at the very end of WrestleMania holding up the title with the pyro and the end credit.
It is very possible. I think there's a part of the fan base that wants to see it for a second year in a row. He does not walk out with the championship.
Well, you can count me in on that one. I want to see Randy win.
And that's their hope. They want people to be like, hey, I want Randy this time. Because they kind of need to freshen up the main event scene and using Randy Orton as the thing to freshen up the main event scene. But he would freshen up the main event scene.
He would. And it also gives you, like, this entire thing now gives you something to do with Drew and Jacob now, as we saw on Friday as well.
Which means we're not getting any triple threat matches or four-way matches or five-way matches. We're actually getting singles matches.
Well, and we're now starting to see there could be something for Cody immediately after WrestleMania, if you want to do it,
yeah,
with what they're presenting on SmackDown. In that we've seen Sami Zayn kind of stepping up to Cody and having some, you know, visual markers that, you know, he may not be cool with the situation. And also, if something happens, you know, if Cody were to go down, then so be it. Then it becomes, okay, Cody, you had your shot, you know, you weren't supposed to get this title shot anyway, and then you got it from Nick and you lost this title. Now it's out, you know, now it's everyone else's turn. And the first thing that we get is Sammy versus Cody of, like, my turn.
I like where they're going with Sammy. A lot of conflicted personality happening.
Well, and we're getting that kind of thing where, you know, we understand Sammy works probably the best as, you know, underdog white meat babyface. But at the same time, what happens if he does get a little bit of an edge? He doesn't have to go full-blown heel, but what if he gets a little, you know, what if he starts to hear, you know, the voice of Randy in his head? Not all the voices Randy hears, because there's way too many. But what happens if Sammy does start to listen and is like, okay, maybe I don't take the good way out all the time. What happens if I do what I need to win?
Maybe I have to be selfish, because that's what people have been saying. He has to be selfish. What if he does?
And there's nothing wrong with being selfish if, you know, he doesn't have to go heel to be selfish. It can just be he recognizes it's his time. It's his turn to do this.
And we all wanted a way to get him back to the championship. That's got to be his way. Taking on that selfish attitude. I like it. Good storytelling. So hopefully they continue in that direction with him.
No, I don't really see them letting up now that they've basically got him going in that direction.
No, I don't think they will either. One other note, I guess we can call it. Brant, Monday,
yes,
tomorrow night, Raw, Bayley finally gets her match.
Yes, for the IC title against one AJ Lee. She won the gauntlet match.
She did win the gauntlet match, but she's been the one, like, trying to poke and prod and, hey, you want to come back? Come on. Come back and fight. Mm-hmm. Now she gets her match.
Well, and it's also, like, for anyone who didn't see or pay attention. Bailey was also a little busy last night.
Yeah, in AAA.
Yep, down in Mexico. She faced off for the, was it the Reina, the female title there. She was the surprise entrant because the champion had been like, I've faced everyone here in AAA. I want someone from Raw or SmackDown to come down and do this. Bailey came down, put on a show. So it's kind of good to see this. And it's a little bit kind of full circle because going into this point last year, it was Bailey was teaming with Lyra, getting ready for WrestleMania and the women's tag match. She then got jumped slash injured, and someone stepped in to fill that role. If you watched, was it Unreal?
Yeah.
You saw the story that took place behind the scenes for that. But you get Bailey that chance to, like, okay, yeah, she gets to compete for the IC title, and perhaps the same someone will make an appearance to try to keep Bailey from winning it so that they get their hands back on AJ.
It does appear that could be the direction, yeah.
But going in on to Monday, if you tell me that we get Bailey versus AJ Lee just randomly, you know, someone just told you off the street, that's a shut up and take my money kind of moment.
On 316 day of all days?
We get those two back together, you know, face to face from their time in NXT. Yeah, I'll take it. I'll definitely take it.
I'll take it, yeah. Should be a good match. They should be given some time.
Yeah, and it's not going to be a complete clean finish match.
No. Of course not. It's going to end in DQ. Which way? They can run it back with a clean winner.
Run it back!
Well, I mentioned it's going to be 316 day. You think they're going to get Steve Austin? Come on. She's going to show up overall. It's in Texas.
316 day.
Maybe? I mean, it's not like they just had, you know, an anniversary of that whole thing as well.
Yeah.
The past couple of weeks.
24 years later, the biggest chant in WWE is still one word.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
Or is it now? Yeah.
What? Yeet. What?
Exactly. But the main point of tonight's show, they were given homework a couple weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
I have homework.
To build out a WrestleMania.
It was one of my weak points in school. Was I never did homework.
We know.
Well, one of us did the homework and is ready to present.
I believe.
Tim, oh, I've got 8 matches. I've got my 8 matches. Okay. Now, how much overlap are we going to have with each other, Brent?
We're going to find out.
Rock had some conditions that we had to follow with this, so it made it very interesting to break it down.
So
I'm going to bet right now we've got at least 3 matches the same.
Oh, probably, because Rock, what were the conditions you put on us?
That's what I was trying to get to. So the idea of this is they have to look back at the last 41 years of WrestleMania and create the greatest WrestleMania card of all time. You could only choose one WrestleMania main event match that closed out the show. You could only choose one match that opened the show. There's a championship involved. That title can only be defended one time, and you cannot repeat superstars at all.
Those last two were fun for me.
Brent tried to figure out some ways to get around one of them, but was shut down.
It wasn't a way to get around it. It was simply asking, were we only allowed to use a person as a wrestler once?
Yes. They're allowed
to. And the answer is yes.
If they interfered in something, that's a totally different story, but because they're not officially announced for the match.
They weren't an official, quote-unquote, participant in the match.
Correct. And it sounds like Tim forgot a point of something. Sort in this?
Oh, we're supposed to pick a title match.
You didn't have to pick a title match. It was, you can't repeat titles.
Yeah.
So if you have an IC title, you can only have it defended once.
Oh, I didn't even worry about title matches. I just picked my 8 favorite.
Oh, I worked an actual card here. I was defending titles. I was, yeah.
Let's see if Tim got a main event, got an opener, so we'll see how that goes. So let's start with Tim. I want to hear Tim's card.
Okay, you want me to just rattle off all 8?
Yeah, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay, my opener, Owen versus Brett, WrestleMania 10 from 1994.
Okay, I'm not shocked at all by that as your opener.
Well, Yeah, okay. It's just coincidental that they're both Canadians from Calgary and they're brothers and shit like that. And they're both, you know, members of the Hart family. That's beside the point. This is like one of the best matches of all time. My second one, Randy Savage versus Ricky Steamboat from WrestleMania 3.
So that's your title defended. That's your IC title. Yeah.
Okay. My third match is Eddie Guerrero versus Rey Mysterio from WrestleMania 21, 2005.
So, all right, Brian, I believe that's an opener.
Eddie Ray 25, let me double check.
That's not an opener, no way.
Was that an opener at 21?
He said 25.
No, he said 21, right?
WrestleMania 21 from 2005.
Okay, WrestleMania 21. Let me pull up the card just to confirm. Opening contest was Rey Mysterio defeating Eddie Guerrero.
Damn it.
So you've already broken one of the conditions for this.
Oh, I missed that one.
Ah, so we're gonna have to fix that. You have to fix that and remove that and replace it with something else after we go through your card, because that was one of the rules of this game.
Well, now I'm worried.
All right. That's why we're running this down.
That was one of the first things was I had to decide my opener and my finisher and main event and be like, okay, who's involved with it? And once I do that, no other openers.
Okay, well, let's see how many I have to substitute from here on. My next one, Kurt Angle versus Chris Benoit, WrestleMania X7. Everybody's double-checking.
Opener was Jericho versus Regal, so you're safe.
I'm safe. All right. Then, match number 5, I've got Rhea Ripley taking on Charlotte Flair, WrestleMania 39.
That was not an opener. That was in the middle of the card.
Yeah.
If you went with the one from COVID Mania, that would have been the opener.
And match number 6 on my card, we're jumping to WrestleMania 18, The Rock versus Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Match number 7, Trish Stratus versus Mickie James at WrestleMania 22.
Another middle card, you're good.
And then my main event, Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels, the WrestleMania 26 rematch.
Okay, so he only has to replace one match, Rock.
Help him replace it.
Well, he needs to decide which opener is he keeping, Brett Owen or Eddie versus Ray.
Is that like a stupid question?
I'm just putting it out there, so... Because it also limits who you can put into your choices.
I'm keeping Owen Brett.
Okay, so both Hart brothers are officially out of contention, as well as Taker and Shawn and Kurt and
a lot of other people.
Yeah, so now you got to choose someone who is not of that group for your final match.
Right, and I'm not letting Brent give his card, or I'm not going to read off the one I put together, because that would give you hints and ideas of what to use for this assignment. So you have to think about it, Tim.
This is me thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because I know encyclopedically every single match that ever happened on all 41 WrestleManias ever.
Of course you do.
Well, look at who you don't have listed and start to think of some of their matches.
And think about it. Did he have a Steve Austin match?
No.
No.
Austin match that I would have picked, I can't use.
You can't use because it's Bret Hart.
No. Well, okay, two awesome matches that I can't use.
Because he probably would have gone Austin Rock.
Which one?
Yep, the second one.
But he can't do that because Rock is busy fighting Hulk Hogan, and he's not pulling double duty because you can't pay him enough.
Brother.
Wait, I've got a Mania match featuring Austin.
I mean, I think I know what you're talking about. It was the comeback one.
38.
I mean, against Kevin Owens. No, he can't do that.
Oh, no, that was the main. That was the main.
That was the main. He can't do that. That was the main event of Night 1. Right. Because
I was going back and forth about that one as well. Oh.
Can't do that one. So that's a bit of a predicament there.
I mean, there's some classics like Austin versus Scott Hall from 18.
Or Savio Vega at WrestleMania 12.
Yeah. No, he can't fight Shawn. He can't fight The Rock.
No.
Can't fight Kevin because that's the main. Can't fight The Rock.
A rock
can't fight The Rock.
A couple of The Rock's remains.
Can't fight Brett. Well, that kind of takes out the Steve Austin.
Takes out Steve Austin. He covered Shawn Michaels.
Can't do Taker.
Can't do The Undertaker.
Just Taker and Shawn.
Oh.
He's used Kurt.
Used Kurt.
Rock, I got it. I know exactly what match Tim can put on his card.
What's that?
I think it was WrestleMania 17.
The gimmick battle royal.
Exactly!
Fuck.
Hey, no one's being double-dipped.
No one's being double-dipped in that one.
You could absolutely go the gimmick battle royal.
I could.
He won't. But he could.
He won't, but wait, I know the other one he can do.
Okay.
We just talked about it last night, Rock.
Okay.
What was yesterday, the anniversary of?
Mention it.
WrestleMania 20. You can have two. Oh, no, he can't. No, he could. He could, because he's not being used. Perfect. Tim, do you want Steve Austin?
What are you thinking of?
You can have Steve Austin involved in a WrestleMania match.
You're not answering my question.
As
you're trying
special
to, like,
guest referee for Goldberg and Brock Lesnar.
Oh my God, no.
No,
because that would
no.
involve Goldberg and Brock Lesnar.
But there are three people that you're not using. Mm. I mean, you can also go onto the same card and choose Christian versus Chris Jericho if you want to. If you want to, you know, stick to Canadian.
No, he can't because Trish Stratus was involved in that one because she was at ringside. She was a part of that deal. She was part of the finish. So you can't even go that way.
Right, Tim booked himself into a corner there.
He did book himself into a corner. I'm gonna let you go last, Brent. See if me and you kind of crossed. Path and see what happens.
Just to put it out there, Tim, we did have a little bit of overlap, but not much.
Okay.
All right. So for mine, we're going to go back to WrestleMania 20, the one that Brent was just talking about for the opener of John Cena JBL United States Championship.
Okay.
You got to get Cena on this show. He's the greatest of all time. He's the GOAT.
Okay. Never seen 17.
Then we threw one in for Tim and for WrestleMania 13. No DQ submission match. Ken Shamrock as your special guest referee. It's Bret Hart and Steve Austin. It's a classic.
Okay.
Now you need a big celebrity involvement on this show. And at that time, she was at the top of her game. She was the baddest woman on the planet. So WrestleMania 35, Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey versus Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. So that was a highlight of that WrestleMania. But we go back to WrestleMania 17. You just brought up the show, Brent. But you failed to mention tables, ladders, and chairs for the WWE tag team titles. Dudley's, Hardy's, Edge and Christian. This is where me and Tim had the same match, WrestleMania 18, Hollywood Hulk Hogan versus The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
We then go to WrestleMania 34. SmackDown Women's Championship, Asuka versus Charlotte Flair. The big upset, ending the streak of Asuka.
I was going to say, the one where everyone was pissed off at Charlotte.
Everyone was pissed off at Charlotte. Then in your semi-main, it is The Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels from WrestleMania 25. And then your main event, Undisputed WWE Universal Championship, Bloodline Rules, WrestleMania 40, Roman Reigns, and Cody Rhodes.
Hang on.
Yes.
Wait. Okay, you got around that.
I did get around it.
Because you had like five people involved in that match,
but
for the love
were,
of God.
But they were run-ins. They were not participants in the booked match. They just happened to show up in said match. And, you know, you could show up after you've wrestled. And they would have in this one.
God damn it. You asshole.
I figure that's a pretty balanced card. Some classics.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Tim says he has his replacement match.
Yes, I do. I scrambled and I looked and I decided, what the fuck? From WrestleMania 28 all the way back in 2012, the year that, according to the Mayan calendar, we all jumped into a different timeline. CM Punk versus Chris Jericho.
Okay.
Was for what? That was World Championship.
For the WWE Championship. Not
and
the World Heavyweight.
And it was the second to last match. Yeah.
And he has
yeah,
no
it was
other
the one with Jericho goading him in to try to get disqualified.
And he has no other WWE title match on the show.
I don't believe so.
Rattle your matches again, Tim.
What's that?
Rattle them all off so we have the full card.
The full card, Owen versus Bret, Savage versus Steamboat, that's the IC title match. Punk versus Jericho for the WWE title. Angle versus Redacted. Rhea versus Charlotte. Rock Hogan. Trish versus Mickey. And The Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels career on the line match.
Okay. All right.
Divas and SmackDown match or Divas and SmackDown title are two different titles.
They are two different titles, yeah. Okay. I mean, wait. What Divas match title did he have?
Trish versus Mickey.
That was a women's title.
Okay, women's. You're right.
That was women's.
The old women's.
The old women's. So that has
which is still separate from the SmackDown title because I looked that up and it plays into what I'm doing.
Does play into what you're doing. All right, Brent.
Yep.
What do you got?
I have eight matches and one specialty.
always extra credit.
Yes, because technically it's not a match.
Okay.
You are always the keener, Brent.
Look.
Is that used in the States just like it is in Canada? That word, keener?
No. Don't believe so.
Well, you can infer what it means.
I am like Rock. I will find the loopholes to be able to do certain things. And I had to question him on two of the things yesterday when I was constructing this.
You're the kid in school. Yeah, you're the kid in school who would raise his hand at 3:25 p.m. on a Friday to remind the fucking teacher to give us homework for the weekend.
No, no, I would go after class. I wouldn't screw the rest of the class, but I would also be like, so about this, is this allowed? So, all right, WrestleMania. Opening contest for the Women's World Championship from WrestleMania 41. My opener is Io Sky versus Rhea Ripley versus Bianca Belair. I wanted to especially, like, when I constructed this, I had, an idea in mind of, like, I want to build the full card. I want to make sure that, like, there's more than one women's match. There's variety, all of that kind of thing. So, that's my opener. My second match that I chose, this is an overlap from Tim and from you, Rock. Or, I'm sorry, it was from you, Rock, not Tim, because Tim had already used up one of the competitors. WrestleMania 13 with Ken Shamrock as the special guest referee, Bret Hart versus Steve Austin.
Yeah, we both had that, what, number two? That's your second match?
Yep.
That was my second match, too.
I wanted to pick that one, but I couldn't because of my opener.
I mean, you could have. You just used Bret up in the opener was the thing.
Right. That's what I just said, genius.
My third match was for the inaugural Women's World title. It was the retirement of the Divas belt. Charlotte Flair taking on Sasha Banks, taking on Becky Lynch.
Okay.
This is also a duplicate from Rock. I wanted to feature a tag match. And if I'm doing that, I'm going to do one of the best tag matches that there was. So I went to WrestleMania X7 for the WWF Tag Team Championships in a TLC. The Dudleys versus the Hardys versus Edge and Christian.
Yeah, I was very torn about putting that one on there because I had another idea. Like, so I'll let you get back to yours in a sec because I was like, Undertaker and Shawn, like, it's a classic. You got to get Undertaker and have a good match. At one point, I thought Undertaker, Batista. Okay, that could be my closer. That would have been a really good match. But Undertaker and Shawn had really good matches. So I had to get Shawn out of a match. My original match was Razor versus Shawn for the IC title.
I was thinking that, but we'll get to why I didn't.
But then I was like, I had that written down at one point. IC title, ladder match, Razor and Shawn. I was like, okay, cool. And I wanted to do this tag match for the TLC. I was like, they're both too similar, like, ladder matches, so I couldn't put two ladder matches on the show. So Razor and Shawn got taken off the list.
Yeah. With me, it was the fact of, like, tag match this. Okay, I can do this. The other tag match that I would have considered, I couldn't use because it's a main event.
Usos versus...
Kevin and Sammy.
Yeah, I thought about that one, too.
I was thinking that, but it's like, I had built out, as I said earlier, I built out my opener and my main event, and I filled from there. So yeah, TLC. Next up, I have the IC title match. This is why I couldn't do Razor and Shawn, because I went to WrestleMania 3 with Savage and Steamboat. I also chose that match because I wanted representation from the early Manias. So
makes sense.
That's why I went with that. It also took out one of my openers, because I almost went IC title for the opener with Seth versus Finn versus Miz.
Mm-hmm. I thought about that.
So you brought up the Undertaker. You can't have a Mania card without the Undertaker.
So you went Giant Gonzalez, right?
Oh, absolutely.
King Kong Bundy?
No, no, this is where it hurt, because I chose a match, but it featured someone as a special guest referee, so it took him out from consideration of a match. I went end of an era. Taker, Triple H, Shawn as the ref.
You didn't put Mr. WrestleMania in a match on the WrestleMania game.
I had him ill featured as an integral part of that fucking match. He sold the end of an era match.
Yeah, but he's Mr. WrestleMania then, and he's not in a match.
He's still on the card!
Still on the card. I feel like that takes a point off his list.
He wrestled in my main event.
He was my semi-main. He was my semi-main.
You know what? Listen, assholes.
And you didn't even book him for the show. You didn't even book him into a match. The disrespect you showed Mr. WrestleMania.
Can I continue?
What other legend are you going to disrespect along the way? Let's see.
So, I have... Also in a duplicate match from at least Tim, I think maybe you two, Rock, The Bizarro World match from Toronto.
Yep.
Hogan Rock.
Yeah, you had,
consensus. Yep.
You had to put that one on there. It's like, it's Hogan's
I'm featuring Hogan, but I'm not using him in the main event.
Right.
And any other match, I mean, he takes up a lot of main event spots, so that's the big problem. And some of the other matches that he's had in WrestleMania history, not really going to feature him. So I'm putting him versus The Rock because also that was just a giant fucking spectacle.
Okay. The only other, Hogan match I could have used was the Hogan Andre, where the entire card was built around Can Hogan body slam Andre.
I had other ideas for what I wanted to do for the main event, so I wasn't going to burn it with Hogan and Andre, even though, I mean, it is a pinnacle match in WrestleMania history.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, just like you said, I couldn't burn my main event with that one. If we didn't have that stipulation, it would have been on my card.
Well, yeah, but it's also very important in stipulation, because if you didn't have that, most of your WrestleMania card would be main events.
Well, maybe next year we can actually have two main events and do like 16 matches and do a two-night Mania.
With the no duplicate, that will be a feat.
Wouldn't that be something else?
Well,
I've got half of next, if we do that, I've already got half of match already done, because the eight that I have will be the first eight that I have next year.
So I have seven matches.
Hold on. No, the game then would be you can't use anything you use this year.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, that just queered the deal.
That would be brutal.
I say game on for that one, and maybe we don't wait till next year. Maybe we'll do it in a couple weeks. We got some time.
Well, we can't do it the show before Mania because we got to preview it.
I know, we got some time. We got a couple more weeks.
Yeah, we'll think it over. That might be an interesting challenge.
Yeah, we got like what, 5 weeks?
Yeah.
So I've had seven matches announced so far, but I still need to feature someone on the show. And so I chose a thing that wasn't essentially a match. It was kind of an experience that happened. WrestleMania. The Firefly Funhouse, John and Bray.
I mean, that was technically a match.
Was there a referee? Did the bell ring?
Yeah, at the end.
I guess technically it counts.
I believe it counts as a match. WrestleMania 30. Does it have a
result?
Then
if so, I have nine matches. So yay, I still satisfied the criteria.
No,
duplicating anything.
You broke the rule. You have nine matches.
That one doesn't have to be on there. I'm doing it as fun.
The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, defeated John Cena. That is the official result of the match. So,
as I said, I had seven matches. I had yet to announce the main event. This was a fun thing. It doesn't have to be on the cards.
I know.
Can still satisfy everything.
So we're taking that for away. We're minusing another point from Brent.
What? I didn't say it was officially on there. I was saying it was...
Like, there's there's a point system, but yeah, you're minus two.
You asshole. Yeah, but the funny thing is I don't have duplicates, which was one of the bigger criterias.
Yes.
And then, in my main event, because I haven't featured a men's world title match at all on my card so far, I'm going to WrestleMania 30 for that main event, Bryan versus Batista versus Orton for the Unified Championship.
Wait, it's not Punk versus Batista versus Orton?
Punk?
Yeah. So in the 2K showcase, he wedges himself into Daniel Bryan's spot by beating Hunter at WrestleMania 30, rewriting history, and then goes on the main event, WrestleMania 30.
So what Daniel you're telling Bryan me spot. Is, so they can't use Bryan because of licensing. They put Punk in that role instead.
What if you know, Punk was back and ended up changing course of history? So he wins WrestleMania 30.
Okay, just because of all of this crap that Brent is doing, I'm adding something to my card.
So Tim's going to take a point off, apparently.
We're minus one off with Tim. All right, what's your card?
It's not a match, okay? And it's a segment that happens right after Kurt Angle versus Benoit. It's an episode of Piper's Pit.
Okay.
Where his guest is Bad News Brown.
Sure, Tim. We'll give you that one. Still minus.
And I don't lose a point, so there.
You do, because that was not part of the rules, but okay. Minus one.
Didn't break any rules.
Minus one.
No, didn't break any rules.
You have nine segments on an eight-segment show. You went over.
No, I've got eight matches in the segment. You didn't say we couldn't have a segment. And no, you didn't say we had that the matches were segments. So, no.
But Brent didn't have a segment, so you have to
be bigger. He's got a whole bunch of convoluted shit.
What's it convoluted? I had one thing I talked about. That was it.
Well, that was pretty convoluted. You didn't follow the rules.
And it was stricken from the record. It's not officially a part of his card. He removed it. So, also, you have minus one for not having the correct thing.
No. Okay, fine. Then I'll remove that and add a commercial. Macho Man snapping into a Slim Jim.
Wasn't that WCW? Where he snapped into Slim Jims?
Yeah, it was an invasion.
It was an invasion. All right, anyway. It's a full card. It's pretty good, Brent.
I think overall we did pretty well. There was a little bit of overlap, but not too much. I was surprised you didn't go for End of an Era, but I know Taker Shawn was definitely going to be something that's like, it's either this or that.
I was trying to do Shawn Razor. That's where I started. And then I was working my way around it, and then that's where we ended up.
I'm impressed that we had next to no overlap, really.
Hogan,
I was actually expecting the cards to be upwards of half identical.
Hogan Rock was the really one we all had. Me and Brent had a duplicate there as well, or two duplicates.
Yeah, we had three total because we had Brett's Austin, TLC, Hogan Rock, and then I had two with Tim in terms of Savage, Steamboat, Hogan Rock.
All right, so this experiment worked.
Basically, we put together a really entertaining three-night WrestleMania.
So remember what you wrote down.
Oh, I have it saved as a Word doc.
Yeah, and I'm going to save my notepad.
And maybe in a couple weeks, on April 5th, we'll run this back as the two-night version.
Me and my big damn mouth.
You can't can't duplicate anything you've already put down on for that show.
Oh, cool. So I can still use Cena versus Bray because it wasn't officially part of my card. Awesome.
Technically, yeah. But we'll do it with a two-night show. Maybe we'll do 7 and 7. So 14 matches.
Okay.
We'll figure out the rules on that one.
Everybody gives their night one, we discuss, and then everybody gives their night two, and we discuss.
Yeah, but we'll see what other particulars we can stipulate.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You and your fucking particulars.
I mean, because we got to make sure.
Have a celebrity.
you're going to make it just as complicated as you do with the WTR fantasy.
Brent,
we're going to make
all of these funky little stiffs.
You know what? We're going to make it so that Tim has to choose Bam Bam Bigelow versus Lawrence Taylor as one of his main events.
As one of his main events. But no, I like this.
Fuck you both.
See, Brent had a great idea. We got to have one celebrity involvement. I like that rule. And this is how fantasy comes together. Me and Brent just go back and forth throwing ridiculous ideas.
We go, wait, what if, like, okay, we're going to, like, you stipulate there has to be a women's match.
Mm-hmm.
You have your opener and closer. No duplicate titles, but you want to make sure that titles are represented because fans want to pay money to see WrestleMania. So
at least one men's title and one woman's title minimum.
There we go.
Yeah. See, we have rules.
And all other titles are available to be put on your card, but they're optional.
And no duplication.
And it doesn't matter which men's title or women's title you pick.
Basically. Lita Trish was never a WrestleMania match. Fun fact.
They had a WrestleMania match, but not for the title.
All right, so yeah, we'll put that on the calendar. Okay, build a two-night mania. It's officially on the calendar, April 5th. We'll run it back.
There you go.
We have a schedule.
You're welcome.
3 weeks. We got 3 weeks to come up with this.
There you go, Rock. For the first time in a year and a half, I planned a show.
How about that? Tim doing something.
But I get half credit.
That'll do it for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. In 1 week's time, we determine, in a one-night event, the return of the all-time greatest. What is the all-time greatest WrestleMania Championship match? We determine that next week. On WTR Sunday night.
How many are we going to run through? All 40 of them?
We're going to put together a list. And we'll come up. We'll figure it out. See how many with it. It's 32 or 64. Probably 64 of the greatest championship matches.
So when we run through them, we want to run through them then. Yeah, and not dwell on them.
We'll do this the entire show for 60 plus minutes. We'll run through them. It'll be easy. And if it takes too long, then we have another week to get through it.
I just realized R-Truth shaved all of the hair on his head.
He did. Very random fact. Anyway, tomorrow night, it's Raw Post Show 316 Day. Will it be a Steve Austin? Who knows? We'll find out. It's the Raw Post Show when Raw ends. We talk about it live Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, another edition of Rack, where we're reviewing WWE 2K26 on that show. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio. We'll be back next Sunday for the all-time greatest WrestleMania Championship match. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio Network. It's at WTR Sunday night. Tim.
Yes, sir. This is where you want me to plug my socials, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Well, you can find me on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, at Flaves. Excuse me. Little leftover gas. At Flames Forums. Make sure you follow me there. And don't worry, there won't be any leftover gas on any of the posts I put down.
Right.
If we're plugging things, you can find me on various social media, either X/Twitter, Threads, Instagram, Blue Sky, at either Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens. Yeah, you can also find me on Saturday nights doing CB Radio, where last night we did the Excalibur Challenge and went through 13 matches. Well, we went through 9 matches in about 15 minutes.
Chad, if you have Amazon, like you do. Chad, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Games, it's not Twitch Prime, it's Prime. Just click the purple button below the screen. You can use credit code RocketSock at the 49 shop. Brand new season this Thursday. Use the code hashtag Epic Partner. We're done, Tim.
That's it, everybody. Have yourselves an absolutely fantastic week. And don't get into trouble. Don't do half the things I would. And definitely don't do anything I would. But that being said, we'll catch you next Sunday night for another edition of WTR Sunday Night.
WildTalkRadio.com.